How to leave them and how to endeavor to leave them. About this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is discussing further. He's quoting Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says,
this is a
matter of great sorrow. All the devotees, that how to be Nishkanchan and Paparajan, how to cross the material ocean, the desire to cross the material ocean of birth and death. In this manner, the materialists do not have darshan of such people. And seeing the opposite sex, the females, all those who are associated with the females, lusty people, should leave these both type of people. If you die by taking some poison, it's better. Die by burning in a fire, it's better. But beware, associating with females or those people who are associated with females, those people who are desirous of publishing in bhajan, they have to be very, very careful with such associations. I'm seeing big sannyasis. They know so much tattva. They are very intelligent. They fall down. When we speak materialists, it's not that I'm speaking about all the Grihastha people, householders. Five Pandavas and Draupadi, they were also householders. Ramachandra is not a debauchee, but Mahaprabhu, he has rejected his associate. what? What was his fault? His fault was that he... The three and a half associates of Mahaprabhu, she is one of them. She is 80 years old. She has, Prahlada Thakur has gone to beg some rice. This was his fault. And why did you go? Never in this life I will see your face. Do not come in front of my eyes. Ajayacharya, Nithanand Prabhu, and other Damodar, Ramanand Prabhu also, they are praying to him, begging him. That, oh Prabhu, please excuse him once. He is faultless. Okay. Then I am going to Alarnath. You let him be here. Let him reside here. With you. Very strong, very strict. Mahaprabhu's mercy is not there when he saw. Then he went to Prayag, Allahabad, and drowned himself at Sangam. So Mahaprabhu's, some of his associates said that, oh, he has left body. Oh, this is the result of one who is a person sitting with women. Bhik Sannyasi is also, I am saying, at the time of Prabhupada also, even in my times, in my Gurudev's time, in my very Tattvavid, they know so much Tattva, Rasa. They go where? To hell. These people, women to attract, get to attract it to males, males attracted to females. Be very careful in these matters. Translation.
So the first yarn on the first section of the book, Sraddha, or transcendental faith, has been discussed. Therefore, why don't you share Harinam with me today? In the second yarn, or the second section, there is discussion on abandoning analysis or unwanted desires which are opposed to bhakti. If that person who is the kitchen, who is bereft of anything else except for Krishna, if that person is a once-pointed devotee of Krishna and is eager to cross the ocean of birth and death, who has agreed to achieve the service of Krishna, then such a person should never see the face of a materialistic man or woman interested in sense gratification, nor discuss their activities. Therefore, one should. It is better to drink poison in anyone's life, or to enter a fire, than to see a lusty woman, or to see those who are attached to such association. Therefore, we should be very, very careful. Gurudev says, even we see very, very learned sannyasis who are very grave and rasic, but by illicit association with women, they have become completely fallen. Therefore, sometimes a doubt comes in the mind, especially of Bengali devotees. Are all we ask is called insight or material enjoyment, in material enjoyment? Then Gurudev says, no. The Pandavas were to be asked devotees. Bhagavan Ram Chandra was Srihasta devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ram Chandra was also Srihasta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first part of his life, and also both of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were Srihasta devotees, but they were performing devotee bhajan. Therefore, that Srihasta devotee who is Yamachari means former down to their position, who is divorced. And so that person we should not associate with all. Therefore, really, really often means that person who is expert in bhajan, but who is not attached to their own wife, children, and house and home. So, Jagi इच्छा है प्रणाम प्रणाम के संघा चौथी चौथे हरिदास के प्रसाद Therefore, if you want to be loving and sustained as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then one should always remember the Kasar, Chaitanya Haridas. Where is the Chaitanya Haridas? Was a consortium of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has no actual fault. But still, what happened? One day he went to Risha, and he ran. And he went to the house of Sri Mahavi Devi. That time she was more than 80 years old. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 3.5 five associates, and Sri Mahavi Devi was a half associate. Therefore, when Mahaprabhu took, when Sri Chaitanya Haridas took Krishna from her house, then Mahaprabhu asked, where did he get his rice? Why he went there? Then Mahaprabhu gave an instruction to the devotees, I never want to see his face. Then even the great dear devotees of Mahaprabhu, like Krishna Vidavada, Sri Nityananda from himself, Sri Paitacharya, Sri Paranara Puri, and other devotees begged for Mahaprabhu to be kind to Krishna Haridas. Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, you can stay with me here, I'm going to Amarnath. That's when Krishna Haridas realized his wife went to get the lotus of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he went to the Ganga, to the Prayag, where the Ganga meets with the Yamuna, and then he committed suicide there. When Mahaprabhu heard that he committed suicide, Mahaprabhu said, yes. That is the condition that one attains by a mutual association with women. Therefore, Buddha said, we have seen in the time of Prabhupada, in the time of Avatara Buddha, and Buddha said in his time also, very, very learned sannyasis, who are very expert speaking, Rasi, they fell down with women, and the result they went to hell.
আপনারা জানেন মহারাজ জনক ব্রহ্মজ্ঞানী ছিলেন
He was a Brahmagyani, you know all about him. In his assembly, very many Brahmagyanis, very mystical yogis, rishis, they used to come. One time, Ashtavakra Rishi from the
Himalayas,
he is bent in 8 places. Vakra from the neck, his hand, he has bent back. 8 limbs. He is very ugly. He is coming from the Himalayas to the Janakpur. The lot of trouble he existed, and there are so many saintly persons, so many scholars in his assembly, in Janak Maharaj's assembly. He reached there, and then, and when he reached that place, everybody started laughing loudly. Oh, making such sounds. They started laughing very loudly. And then he said, oh, I had come to this assembly, he said, that there are very many great scholarly saintly persons assembled there. He had a stick in his hand on which he was. Now he began to laugh even louder. Ashtavakra. Now the people were laughing, he is laughing even louder. Maharaj Janak, he offered his respects to the senses and asked, Prabhu, why do you laugh? I am such saintly person, son, Ashtavakra, why do you laugh? Why do you laugh? He asked back. That Maharaj answered that because seeing your very ugly features and your poster bent in 8 places, that's why we are laughing. Then he said, what I am laughing is a matter of sadness. I, with so much trouble, I heard that in the royal assembly of Janak Maharaj, Brahmagyanis, Rasik, scholarly, saintly persons have reached this assembly. I wanted to come here to have darshan of them and hear some Brahmagyan from their lotus mouths. But I'm seeing that everybody is here a cobbler. All cobblers here. Cobbler means interested in going to their skin. you only see what is good, what is bad, leather. Everybody is a cobbler here. This is good or this is bad quality leather. Only this is your consideration. How high or how exalted the soul is, you have this tatvagyan. The soul is beautiful or they don't have this quality, they don't have this vision. That's why I'm laughing. Now I must go back. I cannot stay in this assembly of cobblers. And the king, he fell down at his feet. He said, he lifted him up and made him sit on the royal throne. He said, I learned from that you are better than all the Brahmagyanis. Please speak some katha. If some Vaishnava is black, maybe his teeth is protruding out. He has taken birth in some low-class family. Maybe he speaks very roughly, very rude. Do you remember that how Sri Vikram Maharaj was so strong in his speech? Very strong. Maybe a little lazy. You should never anyway commit offenses to such people. Otherwise, it's an offense. You should see their views, their what atmagyan they have, what bhakti they have. You should give them respect according to the progress in their bhajan. Oh, somebody may say that my guru is, he's a liberated soul. This is, if you think in such manner, that this is an offense. Ganga is coming from the lotus feet of Bhagavan. But because we are living in this material world, there may be some foam or some dirt present in this Ganga, and we consider Ganga to be polluted. People perform ashman or they take bath in this, and by taking bath you can get liberated from this material world. The Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Bhagavan, maybe anyway he is performing his bhajan, but maybe he is strong in his speech, maybe he has taken birth in a low-class family, maybe he is rude. Do not beware. You should always honor him according to the duration, according to his progress in spiritual progress, what he has made. You should keep all these thoughts in your mind, otherwise very great chances of your fall down.
There's so many very highly scholar friends in India. Maharaj Jana, who was Maharaj of Bhagavan Ramchandra, he has very big assembly and school of learned scholars. One visit, 20% came down from the other way to Himalaya. And his name was Astavasavati. Astavasa means, at 8 days, he has so many scholars, body, hands, the neck, hands, on the back, waist, feet, everything. He was on the stretch and going this side, that side. So when he entered the Royal Assembly of Maharaj Jana, all the courtiers, they began to love him. English, master of everything, somehow or other, he put his way on the seat and began to laugh. The combined laughing of the courtiers. The Maharaj Jana told, "Oh Prabhu, who are you? Why you came here? Why are you laughing so much?" The Rastavati told, "I am not laughing, I am weeping. An excuse of laughing. This is not my laughing. By deep way I am expressing my sorrow. How come? So, I came so far away, it took too much time, too much endeavor. I thought
whether the homeless are affected or this and that, only asking all our popular to make a real. So whether I can reject this assembly, I can go back to my abode knowledge. When you turn back, Maharaj Janak pull back the local king and grab him and put him on his own altar, own throne, and your own prabhu, I have learned so many things from you. That he told Masarabhasi, the all your forces they don't know. The body can be like this. Inside his body there is soul. The soul is so attractive, so nice, so long and scholar. No one is seeing my soul, only seeing this body. Now from the soul, why I married this story, this real story. That from the soul, that the Rukhari father explained to my assembly come.
Yathātam-mīṣṭhyāśya-parīca-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhāṁ-mīṣṭhā
performing your bhajan. The anarth are removed. Person develops nishtha, faith. And some ruchi also, taste is also coming. Now asakti is also visible little. Attachment. Everything is there. But this desire for pratishtha, prestige has not gone. When you speak words of praise, you become so happy. They are not honoring other people appropriately. Madhyamadhikari has these qualities. He is not able to overcome these anarthas. This is said here that it is an obstacle for progressing bhakti. A Madhyamadhikari, they should be very careful. This is Sandalini. It will destroy all the bhajan. You should offer appropriate respects to others and do not expect any honor for yourself. It's not so easy to give all these up. If Bhaktapada Dhuli, Bhaktapada Jal, Bhaktabhut Avashesh, these three things are pure serving a pure dev. Vaishnava, serving a pure Vaishnava, and his dust from his lotus feet, his charanamrit, water that washed his feet, and the words of his mouth, and those remnants which he has left mercifully. With faith, if you accept all this, then one person can become liberated, means then he can overcome all these obstacles. Otherwise, this pratishtha increases so in such proportions that it obstructs the bhakti completely. Be careful. You have to remove all these things. And Vaishnava, when I'm speaking a rasik tattva with pure Vaishnava. Translation.
Sangha Tyaga, Sattva Vritti, Sarva Nirmukti.
bhajan ka paper.
If performing, while performing bhajan, some realizations are not coming, maybe some progress is there. Some attachment still is there in the material sense enjoyments, material objects. But if you want auspiciousness, then you should think, meditate on this, that what am I achieving by performing my bhajan? Is it still my bhajan, or it is being destroyed, or I am progressing every day? Like a businessman, you should calculate. Am I gaining something or not? Utsaha. Utsaha means enthusiasm. Oh, everybody has achieved. I am not able to achieve those results. Definitely, I will also achieve this enthusiasm. Those hearing the Harikatha, Kirtan, with enthusiasm, he participates in all this, not that without enthusiasm. Firm faith in the words of Gurudev and Shastras. Those words which are... Sadhguru is, one of our Guru is always speaking those words which are always favorable towards bhakti. He will never speak such words which will be disturbing your bhakti. Firm faith in Gurudev and the words of the Shastras. Maybe he is getting late to achieve the result that he is aiming for. But still he is performing his sadhana with utsaha. He doesn't become flat in his performance of his sadhana. Everything he may leave, but parikram is, there are so many things to do. But at the times of Harikatha, he will, before Harikatha, he will finish all his work. If you do not hear Harikatha, your heart does not become clean. The person does not become attachment towards bhajan and bhakti. For the sake of progress in bhakti, he leaves also his material sense enjoyments. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, he rejected his such wonderful wife, beautiful wife, and ancestral properly, which was like the heavenly planets. And he stopped eating very nice food. He is not now even accepting alms at the standing at the door of Jagannath. He is just, what he is doing, he is just washing very old grains, leftovers, and eating, accepting them. Our examples are Sri Rup, Sanatan, the six Goswamis, all our Acharya work. They have rejected all sense enjoyments, bhog, the desire for property or bhog, self, sense enjoyment, these will not help. And those which are against bhakti, karmis, mayavadis, to reject their association, to reject the association of women, and those people who are attached to them. He is reading Bhagavatam and he doesn't follow all those instructions. He speaks so much glories about so many things, but himself does not follow Ekadasi. He thinks all should be left. Otherwise, he should always take Harikatha with the association of devotees and have faith that only all auspiciousness will come by performing bhakti. Without bhakti, no auspiciousness will come to me. May my body be cut to pieces and I have to leave body, but bhajan, I will never leave. Maybe some obstacles come, maybe some accident, or maybe somebody dies in the family. Then okay, and this bhakti, everything I leave, reject it. Stay far away from bhakti. No, do not behave like this. Understand. Haridas Thakur is saying, I will leave my body, but I will not leave my bhajan. Life, property, sons, relatives, everything I can leave. If one performs bhakti like this, Krishna sees that, oh, he is leaving everything for me. then very quickly he gives you result. One set of Bhattaru.
The most Srinivasa Swami has said six things. A very big part of the necessary for Bhajan. Uchana, Dvishya, Dhaya, Sankat, Karma, Navasa, Sancha, and Sanovati, Sattini, Bhakti, Sajidhi. Six things called advancement in devotion. Especially, here Guru Deva is discussing Uchana. Uchana means enthusiasm. Sometimes it may we may think we are not advancing, still material thoughts are blinding. That we should not become discouraged. But rather, every day we should make an examination. Are my devotional practices becoming more fixed, more concrete? Therefore, one should have this utsaha, determination to continue, even despite many obstacles appearing, and despite there being a delay in fulfillment of one's desires, one should continue with full enthusiasm. One must have that fixed faith. I must achieve my goal. Therefore, in performing Bhakti Moolak Niyam, the rules which are rooted in devotional, those endeavors which are rooted in devotional sentiments, like the performance of hearing and chanting and Harikatha, these must be performed with enthusiasm. Therefore, one should hear from the mouth of the spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master is that person who always speaks, his words are always under the guidance of the scriptures, which are favorable in the same line as the Vedic scriptures. Therefore, one should hear from the mouth of the spiritual master continuously with utsaha, determination. One should understand that unless I hear Harikatha, my heart cannot become clean, nor can the desire to perform devotional service be maintained. Also, Nityabhogyar, one should strictly renounce endeavors for one's own material sense enjoyment. We can remember the example of Sri Raghunath Goswami, how he left his most attractive wife, he left his many wealthy family. Even he came to Jagannath Puri, even he stopped taking the prasad of Sri Jagannath, and he would take the old rice that was rejected by the cow, wash that and eat that, and somehow he maintained his life. Thus we can remember how our Vivekacharyas, especially Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan, how with great determination they gave up all desires for their own enjoyment. Especially we should avoid associating with those who are opposed to devotion, especially the Kalvis, the rooted workers, the Gyanis, the mental speculators. We should avoid we should avoid lusty association with the opposite sex and avoid those who are attached to such association. We should not hear from Dhammavadis. Dhammavadis means those who instruct others on religious process but do not follow it by themselves, only by now. For example, hey, everyone should follow Kalatis, but I am not doing myself. One should not hear from such a person. One should have, by doing Harikatha, one should have a strong faith will come. Really, by achieving Haribhakti, I will achieve all of Krishnahood. We can remember the example of Sri Haridas Thakur. Come to the Kanda the year, Diyamara Pran, Amitu Varanan, Kavi Chari, Chari Haridas. Even my body is cut in thousands of pieces, but still my mouth will not give up the chanting of the name of Sri Hari. One should give up attachment to one's wife and children. Therefore, sometimes we see if there is some obstacle in our life, for example, we are good mother and the wife dies, or the son runs dead, then we become angry, we take the deity of Krishna and throw him in the Yamuna. There are even though many problems and obstacles might come, still we should endeavor towards bhajan.
Lord Premananda.
Then Krishna will think, well, for me they have given up so much materialistic endeavors. For me they have given up desires for their own enjoyment. Then Krishna is being asked, it's heartfelt, and he bestows mercy on them.
If you have desire for something, whatever Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said here, what we heard today, this is very bitter truth. Take this in the pockets of your heart, for Harikatha you are hearing here. You are eating so great festival and so great festival. Very beautiful arrangements in this parikrama. These bitter truths of this parikrama, let it enter your heart through the lips, through the ears. Take these sannyasis, brahmacharis, grihastha, males, females, everybody should take these in the pockets of their hearts and leave this place with these bitter truths. And English.
All that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, Srimad Bhagavat is saying all these things. Keep it in your pocket. And always try to follow these instructions and Bhaktivinoda. We call you, say that, oh, you will do very good parikrama of Srimad. Or treasure source we can supply. Or very gold accommodation with a tax, bathroom and service. But why? To inject the parikrama so that you can. Hare Krishna. आज दौसा कुमार प्रभुदेव भट आज नौटा नौटा बोलो सब आज नौटा कुमार प्रभुदेव भजन कुछ से मीटिंग आज है क्या तेरे नाम बोलने की रामचंद्र उपस्थित हो गए इसके बाद किंतु महाराज पुनी महाराज महावीर महाराज सुभाग महाराज कृष्णदास प्रभु हम वृंदावन कृष्णदास वृंदावन स्वतिपालु वृंदावन किशोर कृष्ण प्रभु समाज कृष्ण प्रभु गौराज प्रभु विजय कृष्ण प्रभु शिवानंद प्रभु निकुंज प्रभु
प्रभु राजस्थान प्रभु बैंगलोर कुंज बिहारी प्रभु प्रसन्न प्रभु मधुसूदन प्रभु एवं राधा प्रभु नवती चंद्रशेखर प्रभु हरिदास प्रभु चंद्रशेखर ऑस्ट्रेलिया हरिदास न्यूजीलैंड अविनाश प्रभु नरहरि खान नरहरि प्रभु गोवर्धन देखे एवं गौरकृष्ण प्रभु गोवर्धन देखे
Hare Krishna. Today at 4 o'clock, in terms of the mandir, the devotees who want to give their passport ticket, travel in custody, please take advantage of this opportunity. Yesterday, all we were 3-4 times, passport, money, bank card, they were stolen, mobile phones were stolen. We do want to inform you, we have experience. If you want to go on parikrama and you still want to keep your passport, you can only